Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. After 50 years in track and field, E. Leroy Neal has discovered a new career in writing. His natural curiosity and concern about political correctness and the changing culture has given him a new area to be passionate about. His book, Radical or Not, Here I Come, One Man's Search for Spiritual Affirmation and to Understand Radical Islam, explores basic precepts of Islam and Christianity in an effort to explain the inevitability of this conflict about the two largest religions in the world. Leroy and his fictitious best friend discuss comparisons of the two religions and their holy books. A surprising ending dramatizes why many Americans become radicalized and violent Muslims. Leroy was a standout track star in high school and college, setting many local and national records. Spent 3 years in the Marine Corps, rising to the rank of captain. Deployed to Vietnam in 1967. Returning home, he earned a master's degree in exercise physiology. Eventually returned to his first love, track and cross country. 12 years head coach at California Institute of Technology and 19 years at Bible Institute of Los Angeles University. Retired, moved to Colorado, and currently serving as head cross-country coach for boys and girls at the Vanguard High School. Leroy Neal, author of Radical or Not, Here I Come, One Man's Search for Spiritual Affirmation and to Understand Radical Islam, is our guest on This Week in America. Leroy, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
My pleasure. I'm very excited.
Well, I am too. So much to talk about, and it's something that we read about every day, and you've done an excellent job in this unique presentation. We'll talk about the format you've used as we go through the conversation. Let's talk about the title. How did you come up with the title, Radical or Not, Here I Come, One Man's Search for Spiritual Affirmation and to Understand Radical Islam? How did that title develop?
Well, I did not set out to write a book. It found me. June 4th, 2015, I'm in my church listening to a sermon about Paul on the road to Damascus. And suddenly it hit me that this was the most radical conversion in the history of the church. And immediately the word radical just flashed in my mind. What was the same and what was different between radical Christians and radical Muslims? Recent stories at that time shouted radical violence. A woman was beheaded in Oklahoma.
Yes.
Captain Hassan in Texas. A radical incident at the parliament in Canada. And suddenly I was consumed about Islam. I had never studied it. I had only heard things about it. And Paul's radical conversion compared to mine was extremely public, and mine was very private and quiet. And I wanted to know if I had the same spiritual experience as Paul
yes.
did. And this led me to the six questions.
Well, that's interesting. First of all, how the word radical, that really resonated with you, resonated and got you started on this journey. It's amazing. No idea you were going to write a book. Suddenly this message makes such an impact on you. You decide to write the book. And it's interesting in the very beginning, what you had six questions that you posed at the very beginning of writing the book. Talk about the questions and how you went about answering those questions in your research.
Well, I came up with six questions that would answer my inquisitiveness. The first question was, are Islam and Christianity very same or very different? And the second question was a comparison of the Quran to the Bible. And then the dynamics of conversion in both cases. We've had lots of examples of radical conversions to Islam, but we've also had many public conversions to Christianity from Islam. And I wanted to know the dynamics of that. And then the political correctness of the time says that Islam is a religion of peace. Well, is it really? And is Christianity more violent than we admit?
Yes.
So I studied that, and then my comparison, my conversion compared to Paul, I come up with a Christian conversion continuum that would explain the differences. So those were the six questions.
That really got this journey started. If you're just joining us, our guest is E. Leroy Neal, N-E-A-L. His book is Radical or Not, Here I Come. You'll find the book at Amazon, the usual places. Great information on Leroy and the book at his website, eleroyneal.com. All of that, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Once you started this, you've got a unique presentation. I mentioned this fictitious best friend, and you the book discusses this through that prism. Talk about that idea, rather than just a book where you're stating things in a sort of a conventional manner. You do it in a way that really we all feel like we're listening in on your conversation. How did you come up with that format?
Well, studying The Man from La Mancha, you have a protagonist and his friend, and one starts out as very positive and the other very negative. And throughout the story, Don Quixote becomes positive, and his little friend Sancho Panza becomes negative. So my fictitious friend is really a combination of every person I've ever known, every friend I've ever had, every book I've ever read, and everything I've studied on these two subjects. And he becomes my foil to discuss these questions. And the narrative is actually true. Everything that I did in the book, I did in life.
Interesting.
But Herman is a fictitious character. He's a composite. But the journey that I took happened. It really did.
It was so enlightening for you, and you shared that now, and you answer questions so many of us have had. You just articulate the questions better, and then you give us the answers. The book is Radical or Not, Here I Come, One Man's Search for Spiritual Affirmation and to Understand Radical Islam, E. Leroy Neal, N-E-A-L, the author's website, eleroyneal.com. Book available, of course, wherever books are sold. How long did it take to, after you formulated the questions, to do the research where you felt comfortable, I'm ready to have this published now?
Oh, it took about a year. And actually, this current publication is the second edition. There were some errors in the original copy that is on Amazon right now, and I wanted to clean that up and be able to defend my positions better.
Ah, interesting. Interesting. The book, Radical or Not, Here I Come. E. Leroy Neal, the author, is our guest on the program. There are a number of books that have been written, comparative religion books. Yours, just reading the reviews and looking at the book, it's done in a different way. Talk about how your book is better or different than other books out there of comparative religion.
Well, number one, it's not a comparative religion textbook.
Yes.
It's a simple explanation without all the details. And I spread them, the questions out throughout the book, so you're not overwhelmed with information and the examples are all personal. So it's just how I lived life at the time and asked questions and found answers.
In textbook before is the word I was looking for. So many books are presented in a textbook fashion, I guess because college professors have written them, and it makes it sometimes difficult to follow, to understand, to make it and informative and an enjoyable read as well. You've done that in the format you've chosen for Radical or Not, Here I Come. Before people read the book, what do you have? What advice for them before they read the book? What's the best frame of mind to have going into the book? What to look for, the expectations?
Well, to be genuinely curious.
Yes.
And don't accept the woke current political correctness. Enter it with an open mind and discover for yourself what the truth is.
As you were writing this and doing your research, these are questions that you had after you were in church listening to the sermon that day. What impact did your research have on your thoughts? Did your opinions change? Did they evolve, transform? What was it like for you as you were on this journey of writing the book?
Well, number one, it confirmed my personal religious outlook and position. And number two, it made me much more confident to discuss this subject because I realized that at the time, if I got into a discussion with a Muslim, an honest Muslim, a true Muslim, if I got into a discussion with him, I was at a disadvantage at the time because I didn't even understand my own religion. And this gave me confidence to discuss that subject with a political opponent.
What kind of reaction have you had to this book from friends, from readers? Reviews have been excellent, rave reviews, but and maybe people from Islam that have read the book. Overall, what has the reaction been for Radical or Not, Here I Come?
I'm not aware of Muslims that have read the book, but friends at church and my own pastor wrote one of the supporting things on the back of the book. It's been very positive, and most of them have either said, well, that confirms what I think about these things, or I didn't know that.
Yes. Let's talk about the subtitle as I'm reading that. One Man's Search for Spiritual Affirmation and to Understand Radical Islam. The search for spiritual affirmation. Were you able to find that?
Yes, I did. I had always been a nominal Christian. I grew up in the church. I went to the church as a young man that had the most cute girls and all teams.
Yeah, I can relate, yes.
But I didn't take it to heart. I believed it, but it wasn't a practicing thing. And then I started thinking about maybe there are Muslims that are nominal as well. And we have a lot in common and a lot of conflict as well.
The other part of that subtitle is Understand Radical Islam. Do you have a better understanding as stories unfold? And again, when you started this, it was a tumultuous time in that relationship. How did that satisfy that part of your journey, which was understanding radical Islam? Do you understand it?
Well, I'm not an authority. I just have personal views. two things came out of this book that really stand out to me. The common things of Islam and Christianity were very interesting. For instance, they have the five pillars and we have the Ten Commandments. That was a similar thing.
Yes.
They also, if you convert, it has to be public. You have to have two witnesses. And in Christianity, we have baptism and profession of faith. They have profession of faith, prayer, almsgiving, fasting, and the Hajj, the five pillars. And we have Jesus and his parables and his teachings. But Islam, in my opinion, is an authoritarian religion versus a love relationship. It depends on external controls on you, whereas in Christianity, it's a personal responsibility. And probably the biggest difference is apostasy. Apostasy, falling away from Islam, is punishable many times by death, whereas in Christianity, you're free to choose and come and go.
Yes.
The second area that was stunning was the Quran versus the Bible. Muslims will claim the Quran is so original, so perfect, no book compares to it. Well, if you have your Bible in one hand and the Quran in the other hand, you can go through chapters, and the Bible was written 300 years before the Quran. And all of a sudden, you're seeing things that sound very familiar. In the Bible, we have Moses, the story of Moses. And in the Quran, there's a verse that says, "O Moses, do not approach this burning bush." Does that sound familiar?
It sounds familiar, yes.
On creation, Surah, I don't remember the number, but the verse in the Quran says, "We created man out of clay and mud." That sounds pretty familiar.
Yeah, it sounds familiar as well. I did not understand. I was not aware of that, and I guess I've not looked at it and done what you had, which is basically a side-by-side comparison. A few minutes left in the program. A couple quick questions here at the end, and our guest is E. Leroy Neal, N-E-A-L. The book is Radical or Not, Here I Come, One Man's Search for Spiritual Affirmation and to Understand Radical Islam. You talk about fundamental Islam and democracy are on a collision course, but political correctness and naivete have smothered the American public's appreciation of this threat. Talk about that, because are we on a collision course? Is it inevitable?
I think it is, because the fundamentalist of Islam is violence. You can't understand Islam without studying the Islamic trilogy, which is the Quran, the Hadith, which is a list of things he said and did, and the Sirah, his biography. He was a violent man, and there was an incident called the Battle of the Trench, where he beheaded 600 men's heads and kids and sold the women into slavery. And he is the example of the Quran to live by. And whereas we have Jesus as our example, and there was never violence in his public ministry. So there is a terrific difference there. And if you are a fundamentalist Muslim, you follow Muhammad's examples, and therefore violence is justified.
This is such an eye-opening book, Radical or Not, Here I Come, by E. Leroy Neal. I'm going to squeeze in one more question here, because you talk about this. Christians, as well as politicians, are woefully uninformed and unprepared for this explosive reality. Talk about that, because I'm reading that, and it's Christians, as well as the politicians, really not aware of what maybe lies ahead.
Well, it's mostly laziness on our part.
Yes.
That's how I started out. I was stunned by the things I found out because I didn't explore these things. And the political correctness of the day is, oh, can't we all get along? Everyone's praying to the same God. And so it becomes embarrassing, difficult, and politically incorrect to challenge any of these issues. And it was an eye-opener for me.
Well, the book is Radical or Not, Here I Come, One Man's Search for Spiritual Affirmation and to Understand Radical Islam, E. Leroy Neal. Neal is N-E-A-L. Book available wherever books are sold. Send it to Amazon. That's easy to remember. His website is very simple as well. His name, eleroyneal.com. Great information on Leroy. What a fantastic career he's had. We can do a number of programs on all the different aspects of his career over the years. And now his writing, this particular book, you can order on his website as well, or order direct from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, one of those places. Leroy, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. A real eye-opener for us, for myself and the audience, I'm sure. Thank you for coming on to talk about it.
My pleasure. Glad to be aboard.
Well, a pleasure to have you here. E. Leroy Neal, the book is Radical or Not, Here I Come. Book available at Amazon, his website, eleroyneal.com, and information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.